say breaking news when that comes on. I'm not quite sure. I have a friend who does, as a matter of fact, one of my former folk trios, he does jingles and stuff like that. Maybe I'll get him to do a new jingle for me. That always makes me nervous that something just happened on news when my... my introduction music comes on. You're listening, by the way, to Glenn Coble, and my show is called A Progressive Life, and we just talk about lots of different things, and today is going to be no exception. It won't be it won't be structured as well as some of my shows have been, because I went camping this weekend and didn't get much of a chance to do much, and so but we got an interesting idea for you. One of the stations in the area has stopped doing a show where people trade stuff, or they say they have things to sell. We're quite interested in, well, I'm interested in maybe turning my Thursday show into, let's call it Swap Shop. How's that sound? Into a program called Swap Shop. But we're not sure whether people really want it or not. So I'm going to give you the phone number a few times, and if you're interested, I'd like to hear what you think we could do, whether you think we should do it. You know, if you think that the day and time is exactly wrong or exactly right. But anyway, the phone number here, by the way, is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again, all right? And run, grab, get that pencil. Don't fall down. Take your time. Okay, you had enough time to go get the pencil and a little pad of paper or a piece of chewing gum paper you can write on the back of it. Anyway, it's 740-383. I just forgot it. 383-WWGH. Let me do that again. 740-383-9944 or WWGH. All right. If you're interested, give us a call. Let us know. We're not going to do it unless we think we have enough people that it would. We're not going to try and make a big barrel of money off this. We're just going to try to service the people of Marion County and the surrounding area. Maybe we can get something of interest that people really want, and so we're going to ask about that. Now, if I do run this show, if I would run it, it would be on my Thursday. We would not call it A Progressive Life. We would call it Swap Shop, and we would run that from about 12:15 to 1 o'clock. We would probably, we'd take phone calls. We would probably limit things like, I'm not sure if we would allow automobiles, that sort of thing. We would limit it to smaller things that don't require registration, probably. Wouldn't allow guns, I'm sure, that sort of thing. Anyway, if you're interested, if you have thoughts about it, do you think Thursday would be a good day for it? It's the day before people start to have garage sales, and there are even some garage sales that start on Thursday afternoon. Now, I'm not saying that's what we would open it up for, just garage sales, but people do like to mention that. And we would probably have some rules about how often you can call and how long talk on the air about it. And we've got a caller, so let's see what this person thinks. Hang on 1 second. Caller, you're on the air. This is Glenn Coble. What do you think?
Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about thing about what can I tell you, Swap Shop or
whatever. We'd call it something different. Yeah. Swap Shop, probably.
Right.
What do you think?
Now, I was listening to it when Jeff had it on, and yep. I know a lot of people did. And here I hear, is there on one day a week?
Yeah.
Would probably be good and try to get the word out. Now, a lot of people called in the last few days and saying they would pass the word around.
Yeah.
But it's got to be passed somehow. Besides yeah. just word of mouth, like a plot or something. You know, throw a few around town or whatever. But I'm pretty sure that you can get a lot of callers.
Yeah, we're hoping that we could. And we'd only do it once a week just because that's the only time anybody's interested in doing it.
Well, yeah. But make sure you got no cars, no trucks,
yeah.
nothing like that, because definitely had to quit it. Because people were buying cars and trucks, and then people were getting ripped off.
Yeah.
A format about like Jeff had it, and there was a lot of people before Jeff went off the air that called in and wondered what they were going to do.
Yeah.
It's just that the words you got to get out.
Well, Jeff was here this morning. I don't know if you were listening. But
yeah, I listened to it. I didn't call him because they were talking about the flyer and
right.
everything else.
Well, as he left, I said, hey, Jeff, you can come to our swap shop. He gave me kind of a sly grin and left.
Yeah. But, like in the mornings, after Scott goes off at 10 o'clock, there's a lot of times there's nothing. Couple days or whatever, they play the reruns.
Uh-huh.
Other shows, you know, find a slot, you know, figure out something. But it would be a good idea to get it back. Now, like with Jeff, in the wintertime, it does slow down a little bit sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But there are still people that like to buy, sell, trade, whatever.
Sure. Well, it's a little harder to get out if we got a foot of snow on the ground. It's a little harder to get over to somebody's
right.
house. Yeah.
I mean, but a lot of people try it, you know, because I have a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a good idea to try to get it back.
We really appreciate your input, and I'm going to leave the phone open for other people to give more input, and I absolutely agree with everything you say.
All right.
Thank you very much for your input.
Yeah.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye. Well, I think he's right. I think it probably would help out. I mean, I think it would be something people would listen to. I know if you're not interested in that sort of thing, it can be kind of boring, but it also can be kind of interesting to hear what people have to sell. I've been looking for a little boat for my wife. My wife and I, like I mentioned early, my wife and I went camping this weekend, and we call the weekend Sunday afternoon through Tuesday because us old folks can go to state parks at half price and camp out for, I think it cost me for two days and a morning, it cost us $27, which is pretty darn cheap. But we've been looking for a little boat, you know, a little John boat that we can row around or something like that, that we can take in the back of our trailer you know, drop in the different lakes. We go quite often down to Delaware State Park because it's pretty nice. And you can drop a boat in there and kind of row around or get a little trolling motor and do that. But it's hard to find. I go to Craigslist and look on there, and there are things, but I'm not always certain that I know those people, and it's usually Columbus or Mansfield. Whereas if we did a swap shop, it would probably be local, and there are local online things which are interesting, but I'm a little nervous about those because you really don't know whether you're getting local people, and anyway, I would be more trusting of a person that I heard of a person on the air. Well, let us know what you think. Again, the number is WWGH or 383-9944. Be glad to hear some more people and what you think of the idea. And another thing that I was thinking about, because we were camping, and this morning I happened to turn on the TV and watch some talking heads talking about what's wrong with the world. Camping has become kind of a new, there are so many homeless people especially in California, because the weather's good and they know they can go to California and not freeze to death, especially Southern California. But they were talking about people that actually camp in their trailers because they have run out of money, cash, whatever. And there are places that you can actually stay. There are certain, like the Walmarts of America, the Home Depots, I think. There are a few places that actually they don't, I wouldn't say they welcome campers and trailers, but they allow them as long as you're there for a night or two. You can come in, and if you have a little trailer like my wife and I have, it has a bathroom, it has a sink, and it has a microwave and a little stove and air conditioning and a heater. So we could actually live in it if we needed to. Hopefully I won't get to that point. There are a lot of people that have had to go to that. You know, you can buy a pretty cheap motorhome RV for $3,000 or less, and these people are buying them dirt cheap and then living in them because they have run out of other things. Not to mention all the people in the southern tier states, you know, the Texas, the New Mexico, the Arizona, California, along there, that live in tents, which is kind of sad that we have gotten to the point where people have to live that way. And I noticed that Mr. Trump has decided that is, let's see, how did he explain it? It's devaluing motel or hotels because there are people living in front of hotels, just laying on the ground with newspaper or something like that. It always amazes me how stupid it is that you would call that devaluing the hotel rather than saying that poor person has been devalued himself. I guess it's more important that a hotel look valued than a person has a place to live. It just annoys the heck out of me that's the way at least a lot of people that believe that look at it. How nasty that makes my hotel look. Well, do something for those people, then they might not live in front of your house or your hotel. There is a lot of talk right now, especially because of the primary elections coming up. You know, it's a long way away, but it seems like it's going to happen tomorrow. We're over a year away from the elections, and yet everybody is... the polls are driving people crazy. I know they drive me crazy. I get tired of looking at them. It's interesting occasionally, but not all the time. My wife can't stand it, which makes my life miserable because she yells at me from the other room, "Turn that off." it's kind of interesting how meteoric some of them the candidates become while others drop like a stone, and it's so rapid, and myself I find it kind of a waste of my brain energy to look at the polls and stuff, being 14 months away, is it, maybe? Maybe I'll look at them with more interest a couple of months before, but not 14 months before, because it's going to change. The meteoric rises and the precipitous drops are going to happen between now and then, up and down and up. It'll be like riding on an elevator. So I try not to do too much with it. But I do notice lately there's a lot of talk about the Green New Deal. And I read somewhere that we are 11 years away from being in a disastrous era of this of global warming, and we have to do something between now and 11 years from now, or the world will spiral out of control. I'm pretty much along the line that I don't know what the time frame is, but I'm pretty nervous about where my grandchildren are going to live. I don't think Mars will be habitable by then, but I am concerned about our nice warm planet. I hope it doesn't get too warm. And I think we have to think a lot deeper. And I have nothing wrong. I've seen nothing wrong with worrying about plastic straws. Of course, whatever we can do to cut back on the use of the plastics that never go away, especially the throwaway plastics. I know there are a lot of plastics and a lot of things that we need. Most computers are, 70% plastic? There are things like that that we don't throw them away. Actually, that's not true. I can't imagine. If you ever go to a swap meet or anything like that, you will see dozens and dozens of computers sitting around that probably can be used, but nobody's interested because they are very, very slow, or they don't receive the internet or something like that. So those are going to eventually get into recycling or just being thrown away, which is not going to help our environment. But most of the most people could do away and not use plastic straws or plastic spoons or those things that you use once and you toss. My wife and I have tried to cut back on the use of plastic straws. Now, I do think that ending plastic straws is kind of overstating the problem. I'm really not sure that that's where we need to start our effort. But if that's all you can do to help your environment is stop using plastic straws, maybe go to paper straws. And I know I hear some snooty people say, oh, but they flatten out. Well, they don't flatten. How long are you going to use it? I've never had a problem with I take that back. I've had a problem with a straw occasionally flattening out. And then you get another one, but at least the one you're throwing away will recycle, or will disintegrate into where it came from within a year or two, whereas the plastic will not, and it will go out and float in the giant oceanic cesspools that are out and swirling around in certain areas of both the Atlantic and the mainly the Pacific. But I think we ought to think about that. I think we ought to try to do our best, and you don't have to go nuts on it. You can do the best you can do. But one of the things that's been brought up is that the Green New Deal is not that insignificant. It's not a thing where we don't use plastic straws anymore. It's an idea where we devise new paradigms of how we're going to live. It's like when FDR devised the New Deal, the original New Deal. Some of the things that he proposed had never been thought of. Social Security, well, all sorts of things. CCC and all these things that came up from the New Deal were new ideas. And that's kind of what the people who are talking about a new Green Deal are talking about. They're not talking about just doing away with plastic straws. I've got another caller. Let me see what the caller has to say. And hang on, caller. You're on the air with Glenn Coble. How you doing?
Hi, Glenn. I think your swap shop would be a good idea.
Ah, great. Do you think the day is okay, Wednesday afternoon?
I think it kind of feel that out, but that'd be a good starter.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. We thought that Thursday afternoon might not be bad because people do have garage sales on some have them as early as Thursday, but most are Friday and Saturday.
How about on your website?
Yeah.
Could you put like the live shows on there? I've been on there a couple times, never could find out when someone is going to be on.
The live shows? Mean post the schedule and say this is going to be live at such a site?
Yes.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe Scott's listening right now.
Because sometimes I have to listen for a while before I can decide whether it's a live program.
Yeah.
Or if it's recorded that I've heard before.
Most of our live programs run from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
I've been finding that out.
Yeah.
And then a few in the afternoon.
And then there are a few in the afternoon, right. And we're trying to bring on more and more because, you know, we've gotten to be the only station in town that gives you local information because everybody's
That's
going
correct.
To music.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And some of us older people like talk shows.
Yeah, yeah, and it gives you something to think about, and my show, I'm sure there are a lot of older folks that are listening to my show and throwing things and spoons at their radio.
And also that would probably bring in more advertisers, because radio always had advertisers.
Yeah, yeah, and we are a low-power station. It's called, that's what they're called, low-power stations, LPs. And so we're not going to bring in the big, huge national sponsorship, but we don't mind having sponsors. Now, one thing I might mention to you, since you brought it up, is that our sponsors cannot have a selling proposition. You can't say, buy this at such and such a place. You can say, such and such a place is at, and give their address and what their services are, but you cannot say, you know, go to that place and buy it. So that's a little bit of a problem, but not a major problem. Go ahead.
The advertisers know that people's listening to this show.
Yeah.
And they might put that on there to help you guys out and help us out too.
Yeah. Well, now I will bring that up. If we're thinking a couple of weeks off doing like a trial run on a Thursday and seeing how it goes, we will mention it before so that people can either send in to our station. You can mail in, you know, things that you want us to put on. Now, we haven't gotten that settled out yet. We don't have a mailbox yet. We're so new here. But that'll give people time enough to think, oh, yeah, I've got that old Toby jug that I've been trying to get rid of, and maybe I can put that on there. If you do that, I will buy it, by the way. But I appreciate your information. So you think it's not a bad idea?
I think you have a lot of people out there that are just not calling right now.
Right.
And then some that don't know the station even exists there yet.
Right. We understand.
So you get it out that you're going to have a swap shop, people's going to start talking about it, you'll pick up more listeners.
Well, we've noticed since our sister station, they're not a sister station, but the other station in town who has decided to do away with their trading show, we've noticed that we have gotten a lot, and I mean a lot more interest in calls at this station because we do the local information. It's not just a canned music. So I appreciate your information, and maybe we can do that for you.
Thank you. Keep us informed.
Okay, we'll try to do that. Thanks for the call, caller.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. What a nice call. I We would love to have you call in and give more, your thoughts about it, too. We don't even mind if you call in and say, I think it stinks. We need to know whether there are going to be enough people that will follow it. So give us a holler. Let us know what you think. The number is 343-9944 or 740-383-WWGH. That's our call letters, and we'd love to hear from you. For right now, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to stay with the show that I have been running. I have both on Wednesday and Thursday, we have A Progressive Life. And if we did this on Wednesday, we would continue to have A Progressive Life. And we can't take it off next Thursday because it looks like I'm going to have Tara Dyer come on and talk about her running for office. But we're going to keep on trying to have a show on Wednesday where we can bring potential political people in. And believe me, whether you're right or left, I will love to have you call in. You will not be abused. I know there are people that, there are talk show hosts that like to get people on and then abuse their idiocy. I will not do that. I will listen thoughtfully. I will listen, hopefully I will listen courteously, and we will learn more about you. And that's what we're hoping to do next Thursday with Tara Dyer. We will, the offer is always open to anybody running for office on both sides of the ticket. Now, I have not contacted Tara's opponent, but I intend to, and we will offer them an equal time and equal day. But that's kind of what we do on Wednesday. And then we're thinking maybe Thursday wouldn't be a bad time to do what we'll probably call Swap Shop if we do it. We need your input. We need to know whether it's worth doing or not. So if you're interested, you can always go online. And I think it's, I'm sure you can go to WWGH. Online, and you can probably find a link to our website, and you can send a message to Scott Spears and say, Scott, I like the idea. Scott, I hate the idea. Let us know. But anyway, we would like to fill in that gap that's actually taken place. It was a thought I had when I was coming in this morning that it didn't seem like anybody was going to jump into it, and I kind of semi-volunteered to do it. We were also talking about doing Harding football, and I was hoping that we would get that off, but you have to have sponsors, and unfortunately, the sponsors we had weren't really ready to pull the trigger, so right now, we're on hold until we get the sponsorship to do it, and we'd like to do all the home games, so we don't have a home game this week. We do have Pleasant, and we had thought about doing that, but it's getting a little late to go ahead and do that. But for certain, we are interested in doing Harding football for their home games. And the reason why I say the home games is it costs a lot of money to drive all these places, and nobody wants to donate, $2.85 a gallon to drive several miles to a location. I was a little bit shocked. I went and filled up because I knew we were going to go on our little camping trip. And by the way, I'm sorry I'm bouncing all over the place today. But I knew we were going to go on our camping trip, and I had heard about the big oil attack. Where was it? Saudi Arabia, I believe. So I thought the prices would go up. Well, I got to my gas station and filled up at... I think $2.50 $0.59, I believe, a gallon before it zoomed. And I was glad I did that. When you drive a trailer around, even if you're only going to Delaware State Park, your gas mileage, we normally get 26 miles to the gallon, 27 miles to the gallon with our vehicle, and it drops down to about 15 miles to the gallon. So it's a significant difference price-wise. Anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, but I've got another call. I'd like to find out what our new caller has to say. Hello, you're on the air. This is Glenn Coble.
Hey, I think radio is a good idea.
You do?
Whatever you call it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our other station probably has a hold on that name that you called it, but we would call it Swap Shop.
Whatever. It'll work, I think.
You think so? Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. Have a nice day. All right, that's good to hear. So far, we're three in favor. And I hope we don't get people that say they aren't in favor, but if we do, we would like to know why. What do you think would be, why would you not want to have a show like that? And I understand, it would only be 45 minutes, so it wouldn't be 2 hours of tradio, and it wouldn't be every day. It would only be one day a week, and it would be a day right before the weekend, so you could get some stuff in so that people could get by your house on the weekend and purchase it. And there's no sense in it, really. I don't know if you've ever gone to Craigslist or any of the other shopping things. Some of those things last on there forever, and you just don't know whether it's sold or not. Hopefully, they take it down when it's sold, but I'm not certain that always happens. I was interested, as I mentioned earlier, I was interested in a small boat. And I found a canoe over in Mansfield that I was very interested in at a price point under $200. And I thought that was pretty good, and it looked pretty good. My wife pointed out to me how much I struggle to get around anymore. Not that I'm terribly... I'm not in a situation where I can't walk or I can't move around. But I got aches and pains in my knees and my hips, and I'm of that age. And so I try to find something that I could get in and out of easily. Not so easily done in a canoe. So my wife suggested that maybe I look for a little John boat or I look for something else that's easier to get in and out of. Well, the other day we were down at the state park, and she saw a car taking two kayaks, and they had them up on the roof. They were leaving the state park. She said, well, how about that? I can't imagine getting in and out of a kayak with rough knees. But my wife pointed out, well, you take the kayak, you put it in the water, and you kind of crawl in from the water. It might not be that hard. So I don't know. If you got a suggestion on what I should do, let me know. I am not as mobile as I used to be. I used to be quite mobile. That was one of the things Scott and I were talking about this morning. How as you get older, your mobility tends to diminish, even though your brain says you can do it. I walk most days of the week, or I do some sort of exercise most of the days of the week, but I walk 2 to 2.25 miles quite often. And so I will be walking occasionally, and I'll think, well, I could take off and run. No, you better think about that twice. Okay, we got another caller. Hang on just a second, caller. I'll be right with you. All right, you're on the air. How you doing?
Okay, I heard Charlie mention that he doesn't use his canoe anymore. Maybe you could talk to him about his.
I didn't realize he had a canoe. I might talk to him.
it's the one he used that went to Marion to Waldo
in
the Kuqua Ditch.
I'll be darned. I will ask him about that.
He hung it up when he couldn't carry it anymore.
Yeah, well, that's the other problem. You got to be careful if you're in your 70s, like my wife and I are. Can you lift it anymore?
Exactly. What time of day are you talking about doing radio?
Well, we're thinking my show runs from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and it would be on that time frame, and we would go to only on Thursday. It would only be one day a week, so you wouldn't get inundated with it. You wouldn't have to listen to it every day. And it leaves enough time that people can put stuff on the air, and then they can have people come to them on the weekends. That's kind of what we
think. Well, I'm not sure it's a big problem to listen to it every day, because WMRN did it for 5 days a week for 30, 40 years.
Yeah. We just don't have the staff to do that. I mean, we have more staff than any other radio station in the area right now, but we just don't have the staff that we think is interested in doing it. And we thought maybe we would start it for one day a week and see if it develops enough interest, maybe expanding.
Right.
So that's where we're going.
What happened to the weasel, whatever his name was?
Well, he's still on. I'm not exactly sure what times he's on. I will try to ask the boss, Scott, and find out what times he's on, and I'll mention that tomorrow on the radio show that I do.
Well, he advertises his show 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Yeah.
But he never tells when.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I had somebody earlier call and say that they have a hard time finding out when the shows are live on the air.
Well, they keep changing them.
Yeah. And well, most of the shows that you, if you want to listen to a live show, it will be on from 8 o'clock to about 1 o'clock, most 5 days of the week. And then there are some evening shows. There's there are a couple shows. There's a church show, and there's an opinion show. And then the Weasel Show, I believe, is on Saturday, but I'm not sure.
It used to be on Saturday, then it went to Friday night, which is a bad time because of sports games.
Yeah. And if we did the sports games like we're talking about, if we did Harding High School football, the home games, that would definitely bump into that. I'll try to get a better idea, and maybe tomorrow I can give some clarity.
We'd have to check with WMRN so you wouldn't do the same game.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've already checked with that, and I think we have one game that we would be doing the same game with, but we're not quite sure what we're doing on that. It was just an idea that popped up, and we thought, well, at the last minute, maybe we can get a few sponsors to do it, because you got to pay the help a little bit.
I'm not exactly sure if anybody has taken a time to figure out how much time it takes, but do you realize you're mentioning the call letters and the call station numbers somewhere around 500 times a day?
No.
Well, when you go on into your advertisements at top of the hour, it takes you 15 minutes, and you're talking usually 25 or 30 times during that 15 minutes.
Huh.
And then the weather guy does it 4 more times. If somebody thinks we're too dumb out here to remember the call letters in the station.
Well, you know, it does take a while for people to get,
500 times a day?
Well, I don't know about that, and I would...
You count them.
No, thank you. I like the idea, but no, thank you.
Well, you got to do is count it once.
Yeah.
Multiply it by 24.
Yeah. Well, I hope that we don't do it. Well, really, that's not my choice anyway. But you do have to, you're required by law to mention it, I think, twice an hour, on the hour and on the half hour.
Exactly.
So you're automatically getting 50 times a day right there if you're on the air night and day.
That's okay.
Yeah. I will check with the boss on that, too. I think that's a good question.
When you get a minute, just count them up each hour once or twice. And you'll understand what I'm saying.
Okay, I appreciate the information.
Okay,
thanks for calling in. Very interesting point. And quite frankly, I had never even thought of it. I am sure it's on a lot. Just because it's kind of one of those things you do. You know, when you're talking with a friend and you go, It's kind of one of those things. You don't want to have dead air, so you say who you are. Now, you do need to mention it more times than just the on the hours, because there will be people that will be tuning. You can pick up WWGH. There I did one more time. I'm sorry about that. But you can pick us up all over the county, almost from border to border. And actually, I've noticed if I go south, I can actually pick it up in Richland, and I can pick it up in a few other places outside the county, not very far outside the county. But if people are driving their cars and they punch the button, they want to know fairly soon what station they're listening to. So it's kind of recommended that you mention it more often than just twice an hour. That is a good question. If it's 500 times an hour, that's an awful lot. Okay, hang on. We got another caller. Thank you. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, it's me again. The Weasel is on Friday night from 8 until 10.
Very good.
That's when they moved into there for a while. They were running reruns because he had a medical problem with his wife or somebody.
I heard that, yes.
Yeah, and I don't know. I missed it just last Friday night, so I don't know if he's back on live or not.
Okay, I don't know that either.
That's why he's scheduled from 8 until 10 on Friday night.
Excellent. I appreciate the information. We will pass that along to the just previous caller.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Very good. It's good. You know, that's one of the things about having a local radio station like this station. We can drop information to you at the drop of a hat. And I love the opportunity. And that's why I've always loved radio. As most of you know, I was in athletics for 18 years. I was an assistant athletic director at two universities, and I really enjoyed that. But the love of my life has always been radio, because it's so, you can change it from moment to moment, and it makes my day go around. I've got another caller. I'd like to call and listen to this person. Hang on one second. All right, caller, you're on the air. I'm learning how to do this.
Is this Charlie or Jeff?
No, this is Glenn.
Oh.
Did you get the wrong person? Yeah, Charlie will be in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So call in tomorrow morning and you can talk to Charlie.
I thought Jeff was going to be there with Charlie.
He was earlier, yeah, but he's left.
Oh, those were my two favorite men. WMRN and WWGH.
Yeah, now Jeff won't be on tomorrow.
WTVN.
All right.
At three radio stations.
Well, that's good. Bounce around.
And your name's Glenn?
My name is Glenn. You're listening. You're on the air with Glenn Coble, and I'm on doing a progressive
well, God
life.
God is great, and so is your radio station.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take just 1 second. It will have a little quiet for about 10 seconds. I'm sorry about that. One of the things that we have a problem with at the radio station is we have no receptionist. So the door is open, and my guests, the people that need something from us, walk right in. That's fine. And Larry just came in. He won some tickets to the Zumbezi Bay or no, the zoo, I'm sorry, to the zoo. And so I had to take care of him. I'm sorry, I left you for about 15 seconds. And I try not to do that. And I'm sure there's a way to put on this commercial message, and it's a public service announcement. And Scott has shown me how to do it. I'm just not fast enough to get my fingers over there to do that. So anyway, thank you for all your input. This has been great. Five or six people calling in about what we can or cannot do, or should not do, on if we have a program called Swap Shop. Now, keep your radios tuned to this station, because if we do decide to have the Swap Shop, it'll probably be within the next 2 or 3 weeks that we will test it. And I'm sure the first week there will only be a couple of callers, but that's fine. We will try to expand on that. And if we have it at a regular time, on a regular day, I think it will expand and become something that you might be interested in, especially since there is no one else in the area that's doing anything like it. Well, I didn't get to everything I had on my phone. That's where I take my notes, on my phone. But I did get to several of them, and we went all over the place. I'm sorry about that. It was kind of catch as catch can today. I really think that the idea of a swap shop for 45 minutes on the day before before the weekend, because that's when you sell stuff to people, and that's when you have garage sales. I really think it might work. So we might. I will talk with the boss, and I will talk with some more people and see what they think. I've been forewarned by other radio people that have done this type of show. You'll hate it. I think that, I don't know. I like talking to people, and the problem is, how do you take notes while you're talking on the air to people, and how do you write down what they've got, and how do you keep notes on what their phone numbers are? And we're not quite sure how that's all going to work out. We might try it the first week and find out we just can't keep up. But right now, we're kind of toying with the idea. I'd say more than toying with the idea. We're kind of experimenting with the idea of Thursday after Thursday at 12:15 to about 1 o'clock having a program we call Swap Shop. And I hope it would work. And if it doesn't, the nice thing about being a local radio station is we'll just say, hey, guys, don't tune in next Thursday because we're not going to do this. I think once we get it started, I think it would roll. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. So make sure you turn your radio on to WWGH. And I've got a caller, but unfortunately I can't take it because we're Mr. James, I guess it is. We're about ready to go off the air. So I'm going to have to pass on that one. You're listening to A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. Hope we hear from you tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. If your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank you.
I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.